That thing is out there wearing an American flag uniform today. What does it say about America? We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment from America's Carpet Outlet on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Absolutely outstanding rendition of the national anthem here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. 248 years ago, Thomas Jefferson walked into Independence Hall. Said, I jotted down a couple of notes. What do you guys think?
I think
that's how it went.
Something like that. It was certainly as warm.
Anybody have a copier? We need to hand out some. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I have to admit, that's one I've never seen before. A Clay Buchholz jersey.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a blast from the past.
Now, I saw Jim Craig,
yes,
U.S. hockey jersey last night, Ryan Sandberg when I was out among the people, Jeff. But Clay Buchholz, really? Must have been doing the lawn. That popped over here. Buchholz threw a no-hitter against the Orioles and something like his second starter, third starter like that. Actually pitched in the World Series.
Yep.
All right. So here we go. Defensively, it's going to be Radicek at first, Long at second, Connor DeRiggi at short, Cole Russo at third, Mark Schallenberger in left. It'll be Porter Brown in center and Jacob Corson in right with McGuire Holbrook behind the plate. And on the mound will be Gavin Perry. Out of Eastern New Mexico. The Spikes are going to wear their red jerseys today with the gold and maroon trim, the gray pants, the blue stripe down the side, and the Spikes are wearing their blue caps today. Today's the day where the Cutters, on a day game, wearing their white jerseys today with the faux cutoff red sleeves. I think faux sums up the whole thing, Joe. Red hats. And just about set to go with the blue numerals. The umpires for today's game, Albert Jones behind the plate. Phil Heim down at third. Ian Pittenger, the first base umpire. Tim Battle, the manager, coaching down at third. Darnell Sweeney coaching at first. Jake Muma will lead it off for the Spikes. Jake last night went 0-for-1 with a walk, hitting an even 200 with no home runs and five knocked in. The opening pitch of the day brought to you by our good friends at America's Carpet Outlet. Outside corner for a strike. Your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. That first pitch right at 105 on this 4th of July. The pitch outside corner again. It's 0-2. 90 with that fastball. 88 degrees at game time. Under mostly sunny skies. 0-2 the count on Jake. That's from the left side. The pitch by Perry. On the ground, rolled to second, gobbled up there, almost gobbled him up, and throws him out as Long gets the first out of the game. Hayden Moore, last night went 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch. Home run, two knocked in with a double. He has stolen six bases. He has scored eight runs. He, too, bats from the left side. Then Hipwell will come up, and he bats from the left side. Then Benjamin comes up, and he bats from the left side. And then there's Bass.
Now, all the lefties for the Spikes lineup are in there tonight, or today, rather.
It's an afternoon game, Joe.
Yep.
Swing and a miss. I'll tell you this, Perry's out of the gate and looks sharp. That was a cutter that time. 0-1 the count. And Perry delivers. Swing and a miss. Same story. Cutter low and inside. 0-2 the count. Also helps when the hitter swings at one that's not a strike. 0-2 the count. One out. Base is empty here in the opening inning. And on this 88 degree day, the pitch. High and wide. 1-2. The wind is blowing to left about 5 miles per hour. Joe, who went to Syracuse, referred to it as a gentle zephyr.
That's right. Don't see too many of those in old Cuse, though.
You guys play indoors on everything. And the pitch. That's rolled foul, first base side. That's where the Cutters dugout is. Of course, the Tigers and the Yankees will play here next month in the Little League Classic, so the fans here obviously thrilled about the idea that Aaron Judge is going to be here. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Checked it, did not go. They appealed, did not go. Phil Heim says no go. 2-2 the count. I did a poll down below. They weren't thrilled about Kleber Torres. Really? He's going to be here? 2-2 the count. And the pitch. That's rolled foul. First base side. Now, they already have a lot of the scaffolding that's stacked up outside. That's what baffles me about this.
Yeah.
Why don't you just keep it up all year round?
Yeah.
I mean, I realize there's a winter issue with, you know, cold wind, but
everything is brought in temporarily for the game and then brought right back out.
Now, the clubhouses, I understand. That's foul third base side now to play because those are tents that are temporarily set up with humidors and everything like that. I mean, it's, you know, in air conditioning. I mean, that part I've got. But, like, the scoreboard stuff and the backgrounds, why not just leave it up?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like, and it's a constant here. It's going to be here in Williamsport for a while. But.
Agreed. Yep. Well, no, everybody loves it. It's a great idea when they started. Here's the pitch. Up high, full 3-2. Good job by Moore to work this count to 3-2. 320 left field line, 411 dead center, 328 down the right field line. Bullpens are 8 feet high at each end. Then it goes to 15 feet all the way around. Batter's eye a little higher at 20. Call strike three, got him, and Moore thought it was ball four. But you know what? You know what TrackMan says? That thing was easily a strike.
Yeah, right on.
Easily a strike. Albert had it right on the money. Robert Hipwell to the plate. Hipwell off to a good start with the spikes. Went 1-for-3, walked twice last night. 333, no home runs, 6 knocked in with a couple of doubles and 4 runs scored. He'll crowd that plate in the left-handed box as Perry delivers. Swing and a miss. 3 hitters, 3 first pitch strikes. And each time he has started them out with a cutter. It's that fastball to about 90-91. 0-1. And he fouled that one off his left thigh. It's 0-2. Base is clear. 2 outs in the top of the first inning. Spikes have not really put a lot of offense together in this series. It's been timely offense, but not overwhelming offense. Could have said the same thing about the cutters until about the seventh inning last night.
Yeah, that 4-run inning really broke things open.
The pitch. Checked it. Call strike three. Got him. Same story. That was also a strike. And the inning is over. The spikes go in order in the first. Cutters to bat in the moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, your health care provider at Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dane Pengali will make the start today for the Spikes. The 6'3", 205-pound, 21-year-old right-hander. Well, while Perry's from Eastern New Mexico, he pitched in Albuquerque at the University of New Mexico, where he made 13 appearances and 11 starts, 10.5 strikeouts per 9 innings, and 58 strikeouts, 35 walks with the Lobos. Here with the Spikes, 1-1 with a 4.20 ERA. Has not pitched in a week. He's the Thursday starter. He took the loss against Trenton. He pitched 4 innings, 3 sterling innings, but 1 rough inning, and that's what got him in that one. And Connor DeRiggi will lead it off. Hayden Moore at first, Jake Mumaud second, Carson Luna at short, and Robert Hipwell at third. Brock Wills in left, Samuel Benjamin in center, Tyson Bass in right. And the first pitch, a strike to DeRiggi with Manny Jackson behind the plate. Starts about at 94. He always has that smile on his face every time you deal with Dane. And the pitch outside. Loves baseball, loves life. Spent some time with us up in the press box. And the 1-1. It's fouled third base side. That's going toward Lycoming Creek and out of play. 93 with that fastball that time. Actually, TrackMan says 94. His scoreboard says 93. It's typical of this place. Every time you turn around, they try to, the spikes get nothing. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, and that's fouled straight back to the screen. We're completely protected by the screen here. It's all part of the Williamsport radio contract. Goes all the way back to the Bartley days. 1-2. That's rolled on the ground. Backhanded by Moore. Nice play. Flips it to Bengali. Beats DeRiggy to the bag. One out. That was well done.
It certainly was, and Hayden Moore hasn't played a whole lot of first base for the Spikes, but he looked like a natural on that one. Pengelly did exactly what he needed to do.
Outfielders went, they looked at him. Bass looked at him with clenched his fist. Moore clenched his fist. I got it. We're good. This will be Jacob Corson coming to the plate. As Corson steps in, he went 2-for-4 last night with a run scored and an RBI. I think a ball got loose in the bullpen for Williamsport. Corson at 385 with a home run and six knocked in. He has two doubles. So it's the lefty Corson in the box. Play him straight away in the outfield, not deep. That's lined to left center field. That's going to be a base hit. That'll be cut off by Benjamin in the gap. He'll fire it back in and hold Corson to a single. It's one thing this team has been doing. They've been hitting all season long. Came in number one in the league at 262. Here's Schellenberger, who did not play in last night's game. He played Tuesday night. And went 0-for-3 with a walk. Another left-handed hitter, wide open stance in the left-handed box. And the pitch. Down low for a ball. Spikes have turned 7 double plays in the last 3 games. Schellenberger at 190. No home runs, nothing knocked in with a double. Middle infield, the double play depth, the pitch. That is down the left field line. Fair ball. Cut off in the corner. And pulling into third and then pulling into second. It'll be a stand-up double for Schellenberger. That was just stuck inside the line. And Wills finally got to it. So now here's Holbrook, who last night knocked in 5. He was 3-for-5 last night with 2 doubles, 5 runs knocked in. 3-for-8 in the series for the product of Florida State. Second and third with nobody out, or with one out. And ironically, the guy that got out was DeRiggy, who's second in the league in hitting. Second and third with one out. So Pengali's got to work his way out of a jam. Dane goes set and delivers. Outside corner for a strike. Owen won the count. Start him off that time with a changeup. Here's the 0-1 coming up. Low and outside. Changeup again that time. 1-1 the count. Outfield straight away. Off the line and right is Bass. And the pitch. That's tap foul. Third base, I think he hit it off his left instep. In fact, he didn't. It just rolled down the line foul. And Corson sprinted back to the bag to get out of the way. He didn't want to be hit by it. 1-2 the count. Boy, Pengali could use a strikeout right here. Holbrook in that right-handed box. 1-2 the count, second and third. The pitch. That's on the ground to short. They'll concede a run. Luna has it. Throws to first. Scooped out by Moore. Nice play. Run scores 1-0. Holbrook gets another RBI. So, holding it second with Schellenberger, and here is Radicek. Radicek will step to the plate here. He went 0-for-1 last night. He is 1-for-5 in the series. And again, Radicek playing first base, the first time that Riley Nelson has not played a game against the Spikes, or at least started. Schellenberger on second with two outs, a 1-0 lead for the Cutters. Outside corner for a strike. Starts him out with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball there. Heavy on the left-handed hitters. They have plenty to use in that dugout. The pitch has rolled on the ground. What a play by Moore going to his feet. Feeds Pengali, slides to the back, got him. Spectacular play on both ends. A great play by Moore, backhanding it, going to the dirt, and Pengali covered the bag and kept his foot on it while going to the ground. What a great way to end the inning. They do get a run. They do so on two hits. They strand one. At the end of one, 1-0 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
A phenomenal play to end the bottom of the first. Hayden Moore to his right, backhands it, going to the dirt, gets up, feeds first base, and Pengali goes to the dirt, makes the catch, and keeps his foot on the bag, and the inning is over. 1-0 Cutters to the second. Samuel Benjamin at the plate. 5 home runs, 23 knocked in, and hitting .419. Swing and a miss against Perry on a high fastball at 88. 0-1 the count. Benjamin went 1-for-4 last night with a run scored. He also leads the league in slugging percentage, .651, run scored with 24 and hits with 36. Roll on the ground to second. Big hop for Long. Throws to first in time. Let's give credit where credit is due to Williamsport. The pitching staff, which has seen its ERA as a group go steadily down, a big reason why this is a solid fielding team. They have committed only 20 errors so far this season in the 26 games that they have played. Excuse me, in the 22 games that they've played, 20 errors. That's it. That's number one for fewest errors in the league. Spikes on the other hand, number one in the league in home runs with 13. In fact, number one by a wide margin. The 0-1. Swing and a miss by Bass. Bass last night tripled. First triple of the season for the Spikes. Hitting 250 with no home runs and 10 knocked in, two doubles, and that aforementioned triple. 0-2 on Bass. And the pitch by Perry. Up high at the letters, 1-2 the count. So Perry has faced five hitters. All five have seen a first pitch strike. The 1-2. On its way, low and outside, 2-2. Makes life easier for you on the mound when you have a couple things going for you. Number one, you're working ahead in the count. Number two, you have a defense behind you that is solid, and Williamsport has solid defense. They haven't made an error in this series. 2-2. That's on the ground, up the middle, ranging to his left. DeRiggi near the back, fires in time, two gone. 1-0 cutters here in the top of the second, and that'll bring to the plate Brock Wills. Wills went 0-for-2 last night. He's 0-for-3 with the Spikes. At UNC Wilmington, he hit .268 this year with three home runs and 31 knocked in. Hit .290 with Kituat last summer in the Cape Cod League. Drove in 10 runs, had a couple of doubles. That's from the left side. He takes a strike. That's 6-for-6. Perry just takes that fastball at 91 and just pounds the zone with it. 0-1 the count. Wills fouls it straight back off the padding behind home plate. 0-2 the count. Again, the ability to live in front. And that's what he's doing. We always talk about that. Play with the lead, or for a pitcher, playing with the lead is not just the scoreboard, but it's being ahead in the count. 0-2 to Wills. Up high for a ball, 1-2 the count. 91 with that fastball. Perry, a big man at 6'5". 260 pounds. And the 1-2. That's lifted in the air down the left field line, slicing toward the line. Schallenberger, long run, reaches up at the fence and makes the catch in foul territory. We just talked about their defense, and there is Exhibit A. 1-2-3 go the Spikes in the second. 1-0 cutters to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend. Saturday, the Frederick Keys visit at 6:35, and the skies light up with fireworks after the game on Agriculture Appreciation Night. Sunday, be one of the first 500 fans to get a team poster giveaway presented by Bullington Bus Company with a team autograph session on a Sunday fun day featuring baseball bingo. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Work our way here to the bottom half of the second inning. 1-0 cutters. Kenny Thomas is coaching down at third, and John Miller, the coach, down at first. And Porter Brown will lead it off, to be followed by Cole Russo and Dalton Robinson. 6, 7, and 8 in the cutters' batting order here in the bottom of the second. Takes a strike for Pengali. It's 0-1. Brown did not play in last night's game. 1-for-3 on Tuesday night. He's hitting .184, no home runs, two knocked in. All of his hits have been singles so far. That's foul third base side. That's headed toward Lycoming Creek and out of play. It's 0-2. One nothing cutters on this 4th of July. Bengali looks in, and Dane gets ready, and the right-hander to the plate. Breaking ball. They appeal. No, he did not go on the curveball. It's 1-2. It was clear. He checked it. Brown played his college ball at the University of Texas. And the pitch. Ooh, that just missed inside. It missed. Barely. 93 with the fastball from Dane. Levels the count at 2-2. Two-two the count as Bengali drives to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strikeout of the afternoon for Dane Bengali. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of health care is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Cole Russo at the plate. Last night, Russo went 2-for-4 with a run scored, and he takes a strike. It is 0-1. That's 5 first pitch strikes out of 7 hitters now for Dane Bengali. Russo with 3 home runs, good for 3rd in the league. 4th in the league and runs knocked in with 15. That's a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Bengali now operating from in front. Overall, Russo hitting .213. He's got 2 doubles to go with the 3 home runs. Batting from the left side. Here's the 0-2. Up high at the letters. 1-2 the count. 96 that time from Bengali. That is his top out number. And Mr. Putnam has made his choices. A version of chocolate ice cream. And it looks like he's got cheese fries. Here's the 1-2. Low and outside. 2-2 the count. One out, bases clean. In the bottom of the second inning, 1-0. The Cutters lead it. First time the Spikes have played here this season. The ice cream is an excellent choice. What'd you get for cheese fries? Brisket mac and cheese. Whoa. 3-2 now the count on Cole Russo. Bengali holds that glove right in front of his face. Now drops it down, and here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Second straight strikeout for Dane Bengali. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the 4th year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank at the top 400 hospitals nationwide. So back-to-back strikeouts for Dane Bengali. Here's Dalton Robinson, who did not play against the Spikes, has not played against them in this series. .286, no home runs, 4 knocked in. All 4 of his hits, by the way, are singles. That's a strike. Robinson also pitches for this team like Connor Schaus does. 0-1 the count. 6 first pitch strikes out of 8 guys. Outside, 1-1 the count. As a pitcher, Robinson's appeared in 7 games. 0-1 with a 5.06 ERA. He has a save along the way. Also has 1 hold. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He was late on that 95-mile-per-hour fastball. It is 1-2. Bengali's popping it now. Yeah, 13 strikeouts, 5 walks, he's hit a guy. They're only hitting .211 against Robinson this year. Well, now he's the one hitting. Here's the 1-2. Call strike 3, got him, and Bengali strikes out the side in the second inning, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health Express Care. Now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Athena Street. They offer same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. End of 2, 1-0 cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Top half of the third inning as Gavin Perry nurses a 1-0 lead. A.J. Salgado, Carson Luna, and Manny Jackson. Salgado doubled last night. It's in there for strike. It's 0-1. He's been doing this all day. Seven hitters, seven first pitch strikes. He operates from in front. And the pitch. Drop that in for a strike, that curveball. 1-for-4 with that double last night, knocked in a run, hitting .217. No home runs, 4 knocked in for the product of UCLA. So let's see what Aaron Jacob does here. A.J. with that open stance in the left-handed box, 0-2 count, and the pitch by Perry. Swing and a miss, strike 3, got him. That is the third strikeout of the afternoon for Gavin Perry. And that'll bring Carson Luna to the plate. Luna opened the bottom of the first last night with a double for the Spikes. He went 1-for-5 with that double. Carson now at 160. He's driven in 10, though, with 3 doubles. And the pitch. That one just missed inside with a curveball that time. That's the first time he has thrown a ball on the first pitch to a hitter. And the 1-0. Outside corner for a strike. So obviously he mentally recovered. 1-1 the count. '88-degree 4th of July afternoon. And here's the pitch. A wave and a miss at the cutter that time. It's 1-2. Spikes don't have a base runner yet. It's only a 1-0 game, though, here in the top of the third. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, got him. 4 strikeouts for Gavin Perry. So far, I would say the safe way to phrase what he's doing is surgical. Here's Manny Jackson. Jackson went 1-for-2 last night. He's been on a roll lately. He has kicked that average up to .224. He's driven in 6 runs. In the last 3 games, the 6 were over a 2-game span. He's driven in 9 with 2 home runs, and he fouls that one at the plate. 8 first pitch strikes out of 9 hitters now for Gavin Perry. Meanwhile, Pengali's not shabby either. He's faced 8 batters, had 6 first pitch strikes. 0-1 the count to Manny. And the pitch. Up high at the letters, 1-1 the count. A change up that time, high in the zone. Nice crowd on hand here in the 4th of July. In fact, really nice crowd. I'd say they're going to be about 1,800 here. 1-1. That is in the center field on a line, but coming on and making the catch is Brown, and the inning is over. Gavin Perry is perfect through 3. We go to the bottom of the third. 1-0 cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the third inning, 1-0. The Cutters lead at Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Dane Pengali struck out the side in the third. He'll face in the second. He'll face J.M. Long, and then back to the top of the order, Carter DeRigge and Jacob Corson. First pitch, a ball. 1-0 the count. Started him out with a cutter that time. Long at 200. No home runs, five knocked in, and one double. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 1-1. Long did not play in last night's game. Tuesday night, he went 0-2. And the 1-1 from Dane. Swing and a miss. Boy, another terrific. That was a changeup that time. 1-2 the count. He has had the top out number today, 96 with that fastball. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Four consecutive strikeouts now for Dane Pengali. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team like I am with Joe? Well, Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. DeRigge grounded out to Moore with Pengali covering back in the first inning. 1-0 Cutters in the bottom of the third. A beautiful sun splash 4th of July here. Hideaway for a ball, 1-0 the count. Started him out with 92 on the gun. Ooh, guy down below us. Talk about French fries. He got enough for the entire row. Holy mackerel. And that pitch is fouled by DeRigge and out of play. 1-1 the count. Now, he got enough for his family. He's got three ketchups to go with it. Meanwhile, the sophisticated crowd is getting brisket and mac and cheese. 1-1. Ah, curveball is fouled at the plate. He really fooled DeRigge on that one. 1-2 the count. Brother Brennan homered in this park last year for the State College Spikes. And the 1-2. That's on the ground into right field for a base hit. A broken bat single to right. So DeRigge picks up his 34th hit of the season. He is second to Samuel Benjamin. And here's Jacob Corson, who singled the center and scored the game's only run in the first. Middle infield, a double play depth. Talk about the Spikes turning 7 over the last 3 games. They have turned 18 ground ball double plays this season, 28 overall. Corson bats from the left side. And the pitch, high and away for a ball. And it's Muma and Luna as the double play combination You're talking about a second baseman and a shortstop who now know each other very well. One and oh, the count to Corson. Bengali goes set. There goes DeRiggi. Rolled on the ground to second. And the play by Mooma will be made to first. DeRiggi will go to second. Two outs. The only play that Jake had. You always have to make the smart play. Mooma made the smart play. He didn't try to force anything because DeRiggi was running anyway, and that ball wasn't hit hard enough anyway. If he went to second, everybody would have been safe. So here is Mark Schellenberger. He sliced a double just inside the left field line in the first inning. Schellenberger was his second double of the season. DeRiggi's on second with Luna behind him, dancing around. The pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Started him out with a curveball that time. Ball behind Pengali's back. Dane stares in. 1-0 cutters. Bottom of the third. DeRiggi on second with two outs. 1-0 the count on Schellenberger. Here's the set and Pengali. Quick check a second. Now a second check and now to the plate. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 1-1. 93 with that fastball that time. DeRiggi off to his lead at second with two outs. At the belt. And the 1-1. That's hit high in the air, deep to right field. But Bass goes back, has a beat on it, front of the track. He's there, puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs ahead. DeRiggi stranded at second. And at the end of three full, it is 1-0 cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com. The official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend. Saturday, the Frederick Keys visit at 6:35, and the skies light up with fireworks after the game on Agriculture Appreciation Night. Sunday, be one of the first 500 fans to get a team poster giveaway presented by Bullington Bus Company with a team autograph session on a Sunday fun day featuring baseball bingo. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Had his ice cream. He so far polished off half the brisket. He is looking forward to Tito Santana tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
Here at the ballpark. Personal meet and greets. Getting your own bobblehead.
Of Tito.
Yes.
Not of me.
Later in the season, Joe. Middle three belong to Joe Putnam, because he's in charge of the offense.
Thank you, Steve Jones. And Jake Mooma will lead it off for the Spikes. Here in the fourth inning, takes a cut and fouls it off third base side. No runs, no hits, no errors so far for the Spikes. No base runners as of yet. One run on three hits for Williamsport, and Mooma cracked his bat on that one, so he'll trade it, tossing bats back and forth with teammates in the dugout. Here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, the home of the MLB Little League Classic. Now, the dugouts here are built to Major League Baseball specifications the whole year round, as are the bullpens. It's the 0-1 called strike. Fastball in the outer half to Mumaugh. 0-2 the count. Jake grounded out to second his first time up. Gavin Perry's been outstanding through three innings. He has struck out four. Two outs through the air. Three on the ground. 0-2. Fastball high and away. Mumaugh lays off. We followed by Hayden Moore and Robert Hipwell. Top of the order for the Spikes here on a 4th of July in Williamsport. Ironically enough, this is the first meeting between these two teams here this season, which is the latest since these two franchises have both been playing in the wider area known as Central Pennsylvania since 2006. Latest time, game 27 for the Spikes to make their first visit to Williamsport. Pitch low for a ball, 2-2, and a breaking ball is a called strike three on the inner half. Fifth strikeout for Perry, and as with his others, it was right on. 10 straight retired to start the game, and now Hayden Moore, the batter, the switch-hitting first baseman, struck out looking his first time up. Spikes in the red jerseys, the road gray pants today. Navy blue caps with a ribbon S logo on the front. Crosscutters in their white home jerseys with the faux red sleeves. They're faux sleeveless jerseys, but they are one piece as the first pitch breaking ball swung on and missed. White pants and the red caps with the stylized W on the front. So far, it stood for winners for the most part in this year. Crosscutters leading the MLB Draft League's first half standings with a 15-7 record. Spikes three games back at 14-12 coming in. And a breaking ball low. One ball and one strike. Slider that time from Perry. Sets and delivers. Fastball low. 2-1 the count. Now, he's been able to get ahead of just about everybody. He's only fallen behind 1-0 on one batter so far. And a lot of pitching coaches will preach at all levels the power of strike one. Two balls and a strike, though. Now Moore ahead, and the breaking ball down and in. Ball three. First time it's been a 3-1 count, I believe, in this game for Gavin Perry. And Dane Pengelly's been excellent as well on the mound. He retired six straight at one point. 3-1. Fastball and a strike on the outer half of the plate. 89 miles an hour, and the count is full. Robert Hipwell waiting in the on-deck circle. Moore taps his bat on the plate. And Perry gets the sign, going strictly from the stretch. Payoff pitch, high, ball four. And the first base runner of the day for the Spikes is a one-out walk in the top of the fourth.
Third baseman number 12,
so the perfecto is gone, but Robert Hipwell stepping in. Of course, it was just two nights ago that the Trenton Thunder recorded a five-pitcher no-hitter against the Frederick Keys. Frederick actually did score a run in that game. 7-1 was the final. But five pitchers combining, it was the first no-hitter for the Thunder in the MLB Draft League. And just the second so far in league history as the throw to first gets Moore diving back in. Hayden, 6 of 8. In stolen base attempts this season. The set. And the pitch. That travels outside. Ball one. It's been a rare occasion for Perry to fall behind. He has only needed 48 pitches so far. 33 of them have been for strikes. And a quick throw to first. Moore dives back in. There's no tag. Cries of back can be heard by would-be base coaches across historic Bowman Field. Day game today for the 4th of July. Another throw to first, this time a tag, but Moore back with enough time to spare. Tomorrow it's a 6:35 game to complete this four-game series between the Spikes and the Crosscutters. It'll be the last first half meeting between the two clubs. As the pitch low, Moore takes off for a second. Throw down in time. Tag applied by the shortstop, Carter DeRigge. And there are two away in the top of the fourth. On a 1-0 game, with how successful the Spikes have been with aggression on the base paths, certainly can't fault Hayden Moore for that. Trying to make something happen, get into scoring position for Robert Hipwell. Right, a 1-1 count now to Hipwell, who struck out looking his first time up. Pitch. Curveball for a strike over the outer half, and it's 1-2. Now the slider in the low 80s, curveball high 70s. Now the 1-2. Pitch. In the dirt, skips past Holbrook, but nobody on. Simply ball two. Well, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest complete. Patrick Bertoletti, the champion. Of course, Joey Chestnut not allowed to compete this year. 2-2. And that one is sliced down the left field line, but that'll travel foul out to Cutter's Cove, area which becomes seating for the Little League Classic. Temporary bleachers brought in as well for the area surrounding that, so that this place can accommodate all of the Little League teams and the invited guests that are part of the event. Grounder to the right side, onto the second baseman. Long scoops it up, throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Nothing across for the Spikes. First base runner on a walk, but retired caught stealing, and Perry has faced the minimum through four. 1-0 Williamsport as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend. Saturday, the Frederick Keys visit at 6:35, and the skies light up with fireworks after the game on Agriculture Appreciation Night. Sunday, be one of the first 500 fans to get a team poster giveaway presented by Bullington Bus Company with a team autograph session on a Sunday fun day featuring baseball bingo. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
A reminder, the Spikes half of the fourth inning is the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. McGuire, Holbrook, Eric Radicek, Porter Brown due up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Crosscutters leading the Spikes 1-0. Third game of a four-game set. Spikes took the opener at home Tuesday night in shutout fashion, 3-0. Williamsport with a big seventh inning to break the game open, a 10-2 win over the Spikes last night. And first pitch swung on and missed from Dane Pengelly, 92 miles per hour on the fastball. 0-1 to Holbrook, who drove in the lone run of the game with his ground out in the first inning after five RBIs last night, knocking in half the crosscutters' runs. He takes a strike on the inner portion of the plate again. Back-to-back fastballs, pounding the zone early. Pengelly up 0-2, wind-up and the pitch. Fastball a bit low this time, but Holbrook does not go after it. One ball, two strikes. Nibbling at the zone, but he did so with power. He didn't try to just pinpoint it somewhere. Aim lastly away. Now on 1-2. Pengelly winds, delivers. And the fastball fouled away first base side. Again, Pengelly has done well for himself also tonight, today. Retired six in a row at one point. Four strikeouts for the right-hander out of New Mexico. Again, just the run in the first inning against him. Three hits, no walks. Tapper to the right side. Coming over is Moore. Flips it underhand to Pengelly, who juggles the ball, steps on the bag, has the ball in the mitt. And once again, a 3-1 putout. It's been Hayden Moore playing first base like he's done so his whole career. That time, Pengelly, that's one of the toughest things for a pitcher to do is grab the ball on the run and also find the bag with the lead foot. And so Pengelly took his eye off it for a split-second juggle, but eventually corralled it, had the foot on the bag, and Holbrook set down, one gone, and here is Eric Radicek. Spectacular play by Hayden Moore on a 3-1 putout in the first inning to retire Radicek, who takes a ball outside. Native of Circle Pines, Minnesota, in the Minneapolis-St. Paul suburbs. Home of comedy writer Mary Jo Peel, as you may have heard on old episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Pitch high and away for a ball. 2-0 the count. And Yelly paces around the mound quickly before getting back up to the top of the bump. Here's the 2-0. And this one lifted in the air. Deep left center field. Benjamin going back, but this one's gone. Eric Radicek with a solo homer, his second of the season, extends the Crosscutters lead to 2-0. A 396-foot shot that left the yard at 104 miles per hour. And to his credit, Dane Pengelly, all he wants to do, get right back at it. Facing Porter Brown now with one gone in the bottom of the fourth. Brown, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Pitch, that's fouled away, left side. 0-1 the count. Now the Spikes today, of course, with a day game and having to get on the bus to travel up here. Spikes, as always, a commuter trip here to Williamsport, busing up and then busing back to State College after the game, so many of them will be, like you, going out to the Central PA 4th Fest at the ballpark later on. 1-1. That's fouled off of Brown's own right ankle. He's wearing the ankle pad, though, so he is okay. Ball and two strikes. But with that today, day game after a night game with the bus trip. Spikes did not take batting practice on the field. They took some cuts in the cages, but that is all. There is now right-handed action up in the State College bullpen. And Gelly trying to get through the fourth inning here. Bases empty, one gone. 1-2 to Brown. Swung on, popped up, third base side, foul territory, and this will fade out of play. Hipwell watches it go onto the roof. Ball and two strikes. So maybe a bit out of the routine for the Spikes today, but it's a bit out of the routine for everybody, too. It's the same for the Crosscutters, who had to make the trip back after last night's road game in University Park as the 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Jackson to his feet, throw down to first in time to complete the strikeout. Dane Pengelly's fifth of the night brought to you, or fifth of the day, I should say, brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Mountain Any Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainitney.org. Again, Crosscutters had to make the trip back and then get here early today themselves, so it does work both ways as Cole Russo now steps in, and Russo takes ball one outside. Breaking ball, and he looked like he crouched down like he wanted to take a cut at that, but did not. He probably is glad he didn't. And Yelly to the plate. Fastball high and away, 2-0. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Both of the other games on the 4th of July docket will be tonight. Frederick visiting Trenton at 7 p.m. and at 7:05, Mahoning Valley hosting West Virginia. The 2-0, that's low for ball three. So 3-0 to Russo with Dalton Robinson on deck. 2-0 Williamsport here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They've out-hit the Spikes 4-0. The pitch right down Market Street for a strike, 3-1. We are in Williamsport after all. There's several main drags. The Golden Strip as well, the extension of 4th Street, as the 3-1 is low, ball four. So Russo draws the first walk issued by Dane Pengelly today. 60 pitches so far for the right-hander, 39 of them for strikes, and now facing Robinson, who struck out looking in the second. But again, a 6:35 p.m. matchup here tomorrow night. It'll either be a 2-game margin or a 4-game margin for the Spikes, barring any sort of wacky tie that takes place here today. As the pitch, a liner back through the box, and Pengelly out of the way, slams his hand against the mound as Benjamin on the scene quickly. It is a sharp single for Dalton Robinson. Russo moves up to second. Now two runners on and two outs, and Manny Jackson's going to head to the mound, seeing the frustration written all over Dane Pengelly's face. He's going to have a quick chat with him, sort of simmer things down. Jared Brown and Tim Battle both top of the dugout looking on as well. But this is Jackson and Pengelly. And this will, well, no defensive conference, mound visit charged. Here's J.M. Long now, second baseman, struck out swinging in the third. First and second, still two down. Robinson single, the fifth crosscutter's hit of the afternoon. Pengelly long look at second. Thought about the pickoff play, but he's going to pitch homeward. And a fastball is swung on and missed, 0-1. Now, Pengelly took a long look at second, and Luna came over from shortstop to cover the bag. But I think Dane is focused. He's honed in on the plate here. He'll keep runners close when he wants to get this last man out of the inning. The 0-1 changeup missed outside, 1-1. And Yelly gets the sign. Dane from the belt. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Deflects away from Jackson, but the runners will stay put. That did not leave the dirt circle surrounding the plate. So ball and two strikes after the swing and miss by Long. And Dane Pengelly one good pitch away from exiting this inning. The set. The 1-2. And a weak grounder to the right side. Charging in on it. Mumaw will throw over to the pitcher. Pengelly covering in time. Now, Dane certainly, pitchers fielding practice, they call it PFP for short. He's always in that every day, and he has excelled in those sorts of drills today. Putting them into practice. 4-1 the putout, but solo homer by Eric Radicek adds to the Williamsport lead. Two hits in the inning, two left, end of four. 2-0 Crosscutters here on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, and the MLB Draft League's Player of the Month for June. The defending Player of the Week, Samuel Benjamin, up. He was our guest on Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, before the game today, and really spoke highly about how his teammates and coaches have made him a better player here in Happy Valley and elsewhere this summer as the Spikes have traveled around the MLB Draft League. Takes a strike, fastball at the knees. 0 for 1 in this game. The pitch ripped to right field. Coming on for it is Corson, but the ball drops in front for a base hit. And Samuel Benjamin adding to his tallies, now with 37 hits and 88 at-bats this year. The average bumping up from the 419 that he came into the game with. And with that single, Sam now hitting 420 for the season. I mean, five doubles, five home runs, 23 RBIs, 14 of 16 in stolen bases as well. He's leading the Spikes in that category in a 2-0 game. He may yet take off here with Tyson Bass at the plate. Bass 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Benjamin stays put. First pitch fastball, called a strike. Nicking the outer edge on Bass. Grounded out to short his first time up. Benjamin's single also the first hit for the Spikes tonight. Or today, as the sun is shining here on this 4th of July afternoon. Throw on to first. Benjamin dives back in. Sam does have a wrap on that right hand. And the pitch swung on and missed. High fastball got him 0-2 the count. Or actually, I should say a wrap on the right hand, which is the one that appeared to be scuffed up a bit when he made the sliding catch at the warning track two nights ago in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. He's added his share of web gems to his offensive output this year. 0-2, the pitch. Upstairs a ball. Benjamin crept towards second, but Sam stayed there. 1-2 now to Tyson Bass. And it was Bass who came up, of course, with the two-out RBI single in the second inning two nights ago that helped stoke the State College offense. Part of the timely hitting that gave the Spikes a 3-0 victory in the opener of this series. Now the 1-2, called strike three. Breaking ball, nicking the outer edge. That's the sixth strikeout tonight for Gavin Perry. After Luke Johnson went 5 1/3 innings, allowing just one run last night, Perry now has yielded just one hit and one walk through 4 1/3. Looking to finish out this frame and qualify himself for consideration as the winning pitcher today. Brock Wills now up. The newest Spike fouled out to left field his first time up. Quick throw to first. Benjamin back standing. And Sam talked to us before the game as well about going from playing at Houston Christian, a Division I school, but one that doesn't really get a whole lot of folks each and every night, and then playing in front of 2,000-3,000 fans, even 4,000, as with last night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and how much that pumped him and all the other Spikes up. And I think that's a big reason. The Spikes are 8-2 at home this year. Fastball upstairs, ball one. Now, of course, the first half of the MLB Draft League season will conclude following the end of next week's homestand, or the one that starts actually this weekend. 7 more home games from the 6th through the 13th. Fastball high and away, 2-0 the count. Fireworks shows on July 6th and the 13th. Penn State Health presenting the show on the 13th. Star Wars night coming up with those Baby Yoda jerseys the Spikes will be wearing, which will go up for bids in a Jersey Off the Back auction presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network. 2-0 to Wills, called strike. Fastball might have been, it was on the plate over the outer edge. 2-1 the count. Took a little while for the TrackMan system to load in where it tracked that ball at. Modern technology. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. And is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Samuel Benjamin keeps on threatening to go. 2-2 now, the count. This may be the time for Sam. I think Steve has popped out of the booth for a moment, but I think if he were up here, he'd be saying run him. 2-0 Williamsport, top of the fifth inning. Perry sets, and Benjamin bluffs on first. The pitch up high, ball three. Went with the curve that time, but a good eye from Brock Wills, the UNC Wilmington product. Now, they would like to be known now as just UNCW. Well, they are located in Wilmington, North Carolina. Another throw to first. Benjamin back standing. Really, it was just a quick step back to the bag, reaching the left toe out. We also use the MLB-sized bases here in the MLB Draft League, and that sort of helps get these players acquainted. That's what they'll be playing on in the pro ranks as the 3-2 runner goes. Lifted in the air, left field. Schallenberger back on it. He'll make the catch. And Benjamin will retreat to first. Two gone here on the top of the fifth inning. Now A.J. Salgado, the batter. A left-handed hitting DH out of UCLA, which next month will officially become a member of the Big Ten Conference. So many of the conference moves seem to take place in July, but August 1st is when the Pac-12's grant of rights agreement expires, and UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington will join the rest of the Big Ten, including your Penn State Nittany Lions. First pitch swinging for Salgado. He fouls it back, 0-1. Owen won the count. Tying run at the plate for the Spikes here in the fifth. Salgado is still looking for his first Spikes home run. He does have a double to his credit. Perry taking his time now, delivers. There goes Benjamin. Pitch low for a ball. There'll be no throw, and Samuel Benjamin grabs his 15th stolen base of the season. One ball and one strike. Holbrook did not handle that one cleanly, so he didn't even have a shot to try to nab Benjamin. Sam 15 of 17 on the base paths. Putting the sliding mitt on the wrapped in is the left hand that is wrapped up. Grounder to the right side, though. In the short, shallow right field, Long scoops it, whirls to first in time. The inning is over. So Samuel Benjamin with the Spikes' first hit of the afternoon, but he is left stranded. We're halfway home at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Through 4.5, it's Williamsport 2, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Belfont, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes after Dane Pengelly pitched what seemed to me to be a pretty good four innings on the mound, but was just sort of fighting it at the end. He gives way now to the right-hander out of the University of Texas, Charlie Hurley. And Hurley, making his fourth appearance of the year, has not yet allowed an earned run as a Spike. His three previous appearances, totaling three innings, he's given up just one hit and no walks. There have been two runs charged to him, but neither of them earned. He has not struck out nor walked a batter this season. And the one hit he has allowed means a 100 opponent's batting average. He is 6'8", 225 pounds, a Sacramento native, 22 years of age. The line on Dane Pengelly. Again, a pretty good one. Four innings, five hits, two runs, both earned, one walk, five strikeouts. He threw 65 pitches, 43 of them for strikes. Carter DeRiggi, Jacob Corson, Mark Schallenberger, the top of the order for Williamsport, due up to begin this bottom of the fifth inning. And the first pitch from Charlie Hurley today is a ball upstairs. Ironically, Carter DeRiggi, the man up now, the left-handed hitting shortstop, the last time the Spikes played here at the tail end of 2023, his brother Brennan was in right field for the Spikes. So between visits, it's DeRiggi to DeRiggi. And as Steve told you earlier on, Carter's brother Brennan homered here last year. Had a grand slam as well for the Spikes. And, of course, Samuel Benjamin added his name to that Spikes grand slam list just this past weekend. The pitch swung on and missed. 2-1 the count. Early got him to go with a changeup. DeRiggi, 1-for-2, grounded out to first, pitcher covering in the first inning, singled in the third, slices this one toward left center field on the run, chasing it down is Brock Wills. Well, Wills has been an infielder for the most part, but playing in left today. Hayden Moore, of course, has been an outfielder for the most part, playing at first base today, and both of them seem like naturals at their respective positions. Of course, both of them have had previous experience in those areas. That's why they are adding versatility or showing versatility here, but it is because they do have times where they have played first base in Moore's case, outfield in Wills' case. Here's a cue ball onto the left side. Hurley coming off the mound. Quick throw to first, not in time. And Jacob Corson on a ball that maybe traveled 60 feet collects his second hit of the game and the crosscutter's sixth. And they all count. Telling Sam Erickson earlier this year after he had a jam shot single to center field for his first hit as a Spike, hey, they're all singles, they're all hits at the end of the year. And now a runner on, one out for Mark Schallenberger. The Williamsport left fielder, 1-for-2, doubled in the first inning, flied out to right in the third. No other changes surrounding the mound for the Spikes. First pitch to Schallenberger, a strike, breaking ball 82 miles an hour over the inner half of the plate. No runs, a hit, no errors for the Spikes. Two runs, six hits, no errors for the Crosscutters. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here on the 4th of July in Williamsport. Corson leads off first base. Hurley to the plate. That is low for a ball. Went straight back to the same pitch. Hayden Moore playing first base. More standard double play combo up the middle from what we've seen this year. Jake Mumaw at second, Carson Luna at short, Robert Hipwell at third base. Outfield is Wills in left, Benjamin in center, Tyson Bass in right. The 1-1, there goes a runner. Pitch, a breaking ball swung on and missed. Throw down to second, not in time. So Corson with a stolen base. That'll be his third as a Crosscutter in four attempts. And a runner in scoring position now with one out and a 1-2 count to Schallenberger. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues on this 4th of July. Plenty of daytime action. Brian Reynolds with a solo homer for the Buccos. Ties it up against the Cardinals. Now 1-1 top of the 8th in Pittsburgh. Reds leading the Yankees 2-0 bottom of the 4th in the Bronx. Nick Martini with a home run for Cincy. The 1-2. There's a sharp rounder to first, diving, deflecting. It is Moore. He's looking for the ball. It's resting on the foul line. Rounding third is Corson. The throw to the plate, and he's out by a mile. He tried to elude the tag of Manny Jackson, who had dove for the tag, and Corson not there yet. Corson thought he reached around Manny successfully, but Albert Jones says, no, he got you in the chest, and it will be a single for Schallenberger. Corson throwing out at home 3-2. A tremendous diving play by Hayden Moore, though, to start that off. You can't fault Corson for being aggressive, but that's a great job by Moore of being aware, keeping his presence of mind at first base.
The same thing with Manny at the other end. And as for the fans booing, no offense, it was not a hard call.
No, he was out by a mile.
It was an easy call. And he said he tagged him on the chest. He showed right where he tagged him. You don't see anybody popping out of the Williamsport dugout yelling about it.
Now, Manny Jackson had to go back to the dugout for a quick fix on the equipment. And the only reason it was close at all is because Manny is reaching for the tag, thinking the runner's going to be there, and he hadn't arrived yet.
Corson knew he was in trouble, so he said, what's the best way I can somehow avoid this? Well, he didn't avoid it, contrary to popular belief.
It will be the seventh hit of the day for the Crosscutters. The pitch up and in to McGuire Holbrook, who's 0-for-2, but is ground out in the first inning, knocked in a Williamsport run. Runner on first, two down, bottom of the fifth. Crosscutters leading 2-0. Hurley set at the belt, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball is low, 2-0. Elsewhere on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Astros and Blue Jays tied at 3, top of the 5th in Toronto. Twins leading the Tigers 9-3, bottom of the 4th. Of course, Canada Day was just a few days ago as well.
You got very emotional, Joe.
2-0 breaking ball swung on and missed. I am a bit of a Canada file, so.
By the way, Albert's the one that made the call.
Yes.
That tells you right away it was right.
Exactly. Two balls and a strike. Hurley sets. 6-8 righty delivers. Swung on. Lifted in the air, but foul. Well foul down the left side and out toward Route 15.
On Canada Day, did they bring out the Stanley Cup? No. 31 years on that.
Yep.
Imagine being a long-time Canadian NHL fan and how galling it must be to have the Stanley Cup in Florida.
Yes. 2-2. That's fouled back over the roof out of play. South Florida.
Where's the Stanley Cup? It's near Miami. Oh. Someplace called Sunrise.
Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Jackson hangs on. And Charlie Hurley with his first strikeout of the day. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. No runs, two hits, one runner left on base in the fifth for Williamsport. We go to the sixth, 2-0 Crosscutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you. State College Spikes trailing the Williamsport Crosscutters 2-0. Gavin Perry has been stellar for Williamsport so far. He has allowed just one hit and one walk. He's faced just one batter over the minimum so far. Six strikeouts as well. But now into the sixth inning. And this is where the Spikes were able to get to last night's starter, Luke Johnson, who was similarly dominant over five, but got into a bit of trouble in the sixth. And now Carson Luna starting things off. Swings the first pitch, lost it to center field. Playable for Porter Brown, who puts it away, one gone. Manny Jackson now coming to the plate. Jake Mumaugh will be following him. And Manny is 0-for-1 with a fly out to center field. No runs, one hit for the Spikes, two runs on seven hits for the Crosscutters. A run in the first on an RBI ground out by McGuire Holbrook, and then Eric Ratajczak with his second homer of the year, a solo shot in the fourth. Over the left center field wall. First pitch to Manny is a strike. Breaking ball at 79 over the outer half of the plate. Curveball from the righty Perry. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. 0-2. Mumaugh to be followed by Hayden Moore. Barometer advancing up on this 4th of July. But really, this is just standard 4th of July weather here, and we're expecting hopefully more of the same back home. Medler Field of Lebrano Park gates open up at 4 p.m. tonight for the Central PA 4th Fest, the VIP viewing location at the ballpark. 1-2 to Jackson. Pitch bounces in. That got Albert Jones on the right hand. Why does this always seem to happen to him?
I don't know. He'll walk it off. Baby races tonight.
Baby races tonight as
I
well.
I thought that went really well.
Absolutely. That was tremendous watching the babies compete against each other. We had, two editions last night?
Yeah.
And there'll be more opportunity this evening as part of the Central PA 4th Fest.
Why is Jayhawk so happy about that? I worry about the people here, John.
Two balls, two strikes. I think he won the pool. Pitch.
Oh, he won the pool.
It's outside great. For a ball.
Oh, great. We're at that point in life. Great. We're nowhere near the MGM or Mandalay Bay, and we're doing that, huh? That's great.
Payoff pitch to Jackson. Fastball outside, and Manny does a nice job working a one-out walk. Fell behind on the count, worked his way back.
And the big part here, Joe, now they won't swing from tying it. The tying runs at the plate.
Exactly, and Jake Mumaugh.
Because let's give Pengali and Hurley credit. They've kept Williamsport at bay.
They really have. Again, Dane had a pretty good outing, four innings, two runs against him. That was all. Five strikeouts to just one walk. Charlie Hurley, with a little help from his defense, a scoreless fifth. Now the pitch. Chopper to the right side. Coming up for it is Long, rather. Throw to second for one. On to first. Double play, 4-6-3. And that'll finish things off from the top of the sixth inning.
Only the 10th double play they've turned this year.
Williamsport's minus 13 in that department, but they do the job here. And it remains 2-0 Crosscutters as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Historic Bowman Field, and the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 2-0 Crosscutters. Charlie Hurley back on the mound for a second inning of work, and Eric Radicek, who launched a solo homer to left center his last time up, leads off the frame for Williamsport, takes ball one up and away. Radicek to be followed by Porter Brown and Cole Russo, 5-6-7 hitters in the Crosscutters order. There is more right-handed action starting up in the Spikes bullpen as well. And the 1-0, grounded to the right side to his left. Mumoz snares it shallow right, turns to first, throw on in time, and Radicek retired for the first out.
So I'm going to give you a little Medler Field, Lafano Park perspective here.
Yes.
If you have not gone on the road, all right, and this is not a knock on here at all.
Yes.
It is the facility that, as it is, and is a different size ballpark. But the great appreciation I have for the great concessionaires and how they make everything move with bigger crowds.
Yes.
At Medler Field, Lebrano Park. And again, these people are working hard down there.
Yes, they are.
Nothing about it. It's just the way it's laid out. And what? It's the size of the ballpark, too.
Exactly, yeah. There's just a greater amount of options because of that size at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. And
but the way they make it move, they're efficient.
Yep.
You know, every once in a while, someone would complain about whatever. Guess what? You saw how long I was gone.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep, you were in the lines.
Yeah, I kept dropping your name. They kept moving me back.
2-0 pitch to Porter Brown, fouled away third base side.
But I know Joe Putnam. I'm Jose Canseco.
2 balls and a strike. Pitch. That's low and away for ball three.
So this is Texas versus Texas, huh?
Yes, it is. Longhorn versus Longhorn. Texas now officially in the Southeastern Conference.
Yes.
As of Monday.
Mm-hmm.
3-1. That's low ball four, and Brown draws a one-out walk.
And SMU is officially in the ACC.
Yes.
But Stanford and Cal are not yet there. They can't go until August 2nd. SMU, which, of course, is not taking any of the media money.
Yes.
I don't even know if they're taking any of the college football playoff or NCAA tournament money. I don't know. Now, they were invited, what, about a year ago?
Just about. Maybe less than that.
Less than that. So 10 months ago.
Yeah.
10 months ago, because it was right about time Oregon and Washington were invited.
Yep.
Okay. They have raised $156 million since that day.
It's amazing, although you harken back. Actually, one of my favorite ESPN 30 for 30 documentaries, Pony Excess, about the scandals at SMU in the 80s. But, you know, when Ron Meyer brought SMU to prominence in football in the early 80s, he, you know, told his assistant coaches, what do we have to sell? Dallas. They're located in Dallas.
Yeah.
And they're leaning heavily on that. Is Charlie Hurley is done for the day after an inning and a third. Tim Battle making the signal for a new Spikes reliever. And here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Williamsport leading 2-0. Runner on first, one out. Cole Russo will be the batter. And well, the identity of the new Spikes reliever, as well as the rest of the sixth inning after this call to the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend. Saturday, the Frederick Keys visit at 6:35, and the skies light up with fireworks after the game on Agriculture Appreciation Night. Sunday, be one of the first 500 fans to get a team poster giveaway presented by Bullington Bus Company with a team autograph session on a Sunday fun day featuring baseball bingo. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And the new Spikes pitcher here in the bottom of the sixth inning is Douglas Bauer, the right-hander out of Houston. Second go-round with the Spikes here in 2024. He's made seven appearances this season. No record, but a 3.86 ERA. One hold to his credit so far in 9 1/3 innings. Doug's allowed 10 hits, 6 runs, 4 of them earned, 11 strikeouts to 7 walks, 2 hit batsmen, a .270 opponent's batting average.
That hold, by the way, was in his last outing against West Virginia on Sunday. When he went an inning, gave up one hit, struck out two, walked one. Did not give up a run, picked up his first hold of the season. Here, his job is to keep the score where it is, get the next two outs, and then see if the Spikes can get to the Cutters bullpen.
And, Steve, you pointed out last night that a major factor in the Spikes' four-game win streak that concluded last night at the hands of the Crosscutters was the bullpen. The relief pitching really kept the lead for the Spikes, or kept them in game so they could come back and win.
In three of the four games leading to last night, the bullpen had scoreless games, three of four. And we're not talking about, oh, pick up the ninth inning and we're done. Right? They have had to negotiate the last four and sometimes five innings of a game, and they shut out teams in three of the four games leading into last night. Well, they let every player at SMU, when they went dark, they could go anywhere they wanted.
That's
Penn
right.
State got one.
Yes.
Matt McCartan out of Highland Park High School ended up being a starting tackle for Penn State in the 80s.
Yes, indeed. Now SMU, a member of the ACC. Douglas Bauer facing Cole Russo here. Runner on first, one out. There goes a runner. Pitches low for a ball. Throw to second. A bouncer not in time. And Porter Brown with the stolen base. That's number seven for him this season as a Crosscutter. He's 7 for 8.
Yeah, you need to get, if you can get guys on in a game like this, you need to let your running game do something for you. Force them to make a play. And that's what they did.
Pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball, and Russo way out in front of it. 1-1 the count. And 2-0, trying to make it 3-0. How many times have we heard Dave Tremblay talk about that with the Spikes over the past 2 years? If it's a 2-0 game, you make it 3-0. 3-0, you make it 4-0. 1-1, jam shot, high in the air, right center field, coming on for it. Diving Samuel Benjamin. He did not make the catch. And on to third goes Brown. He made the full extension dive, but it just barely dropped out of the mitt and hit the ground. So Brown on to third, and Russo will get credit for a single.
If you want to know the indication he did not make the catch, He took his left hand, he pounded it into the grass.
Yep.
He's mad he didn't get it. All right, need a strikeout, pop-up, or a double play here. Get out of this and move on.
Spikes have turned 18 double plays on the ground already this season. Of course, Williamsport turned one just at the top of this inning. They're minus 13 in that department. Spikes are plus 11 in ground ball double plays. They've turned 18. They've only, or they were entering the game today. They'd only hit into 7, now hitting to 8. But still a plus 10. First pitch strike.
Yeah, when the cutters turned the double play, I heard several people murmuring, what's that?
0-1 the count. Pitch. Inside, hits him on the right hip. So Robinson hit by the pitch. Russo will head down to second, and now the bases are loaded with one out for J.M. Long. And this is going to be a crucial batter in this game. Crosscutters have out-hit the Spikes 8-1 in this one, but it's only a 2-0 game. If Douglas Bauer can somehow navigate the Spikes out of this, they've got a good chance in the late innings. They'll be facing the bullpen for Williamsport as well. There's already a righty warming up. Gavin Perry will be done after 6 innings. And the first pitch to Long, swung on, foul tipped into the mitt, 0-1.
Oh, good. So Robin Roberts is done. His number's retired here, by the way.
Oh, yes. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Chopper foul, first base side. It's 0-2.
That was a good cutter that time from Douglas. Because, I mean, he just got a piece of it. It was not one of those hard foul balls like, whoa, yeah, he turned on that one. He barely got it. Pitch obviously a great movement.
0-2 the count. The pitch. Grounder, right side, underneath the leaping base runner into right field, a base hit. One run scores. The throw to the plate, tagged by Jackson. He didn't get him. Russo able to sidestep the tag as Brown already scored. Robinson moves to third. It's a two-run single for J.M. Long, who moves up to second on the fielder's choice and extends the Williamsport lead to 4-0. And Albert Jones liked the last play at the plate.
He's right.
He's right on it.
He's right. He missed him. Look, Manny did everything he could to get there. He just didn't get there quick enough.
Yep.
Because you have to wait for the throw.
Absolutely.
Not as if, like, yeah, I think I'll wait.
Carter DeRiggi up with second and third, one out, takes ball one inside.
They're up in the grass all the way around. Except at third, Hipwell's even at the bag.
Yes, he is. Pitch fouled away, left side, 1-1 to DeRiggi, who is 1-for-3 tonight, or today rather. Of course, all of the Spikes home games this year are at 6:35 p.m. Doesn't matter day of the week, till July the 25th, Super Splash Day.
It's the only one.
That's a 12:05 p.m. afternoon start, and then it's 6:35 the rest of the way. Grounder on to short, taken by Luna, throw to the plate, tag in time to get Robinson. Well executed by Carson Luna and Manny Jackson. 6-2 the putout. Long does move to third. DeRiggi on via the fielder's choice, but there are now two outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Crosscutters being a little aggressive going on contact, and the Spikes defense able to hold them.
I would. Why not? I would.
If it's 4-0, try to make it 5-0.
Right. You know, Dick Girardi and I in basketball talk about this all the time. Make 5-10, make 10-15, make 15-20. Do not back off.
Exactly.
You do not get off the accelerator.
Jacob Corson up 2-for-3 in the game.
You never know how much you're going to need.
Absolutely.
You never know how much you're going to need.
Righty on the mound, lefty at the plate. First pitch fastball, upstairs ball one. You might think you're comfortably in front, but you take your foot off the gas pedal for one moment, things can change quickly. And the Spikes have been beneficiaries of that just as well as it's worked against them. There's a grounder inside the bag, past the diving Moore. Down the right field line, Long scores. DeRiggy around third. Here's going to be another play at the plate, and that's not in time. Jacob Corson with a two-run double. And the Crosscutters make it 6-0, a four-run sixth inning, just the same as they broke it open with a four-run seventh yesterday. Mark Schallenberger is 2-for-3 with a double. Now the first run goes on Charlie Hurley's record, so his book is done. An inning and a third, one run was earned, two hits, one walk, one strikeout, 22 pitches, 12 strikes. First delivery to Schallenberger, breaking ball down and in.
Corson has three hits today now, Joe.
Crosscutters have 10 as a team.
They lead the league in hitting. Came in at 262.
1-0, that's a strike. And, of course, leading the league with a 15-7 record as well and looking to bump it up to 16-7. It would be a four-game lead going into the last eight games of the first half schedule. Pitch high and away, 2-1 the counter. Excuse me, the last nine games of the schedule. It'll be eight after tomorrow's season finale here in Williamsport at 6:35.
Well, they're well rested. They haven't played since Friday.
Yeah, missed those two games, Saturday, Sunday. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. Spikes beat them in the opener this four-game set at Medler Field at LeBron O'Park Tuesday night. Williamsport won it last night back at the home of the Spikes. Now the series shifting up here. And a 6-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning in game three. The pitch. Called strike, breaking ball in the inner half, and it's 3-2 to Schallenberger. Corson leads off second. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jackson applies the tag to finish off the strikeout. First of the game for Douglas Bauer, the seventh for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health, fit for play, offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountnittany.org/fit for play. Four runs in the sixth for Williamsport, however. They do so on three hits. They leave one, and at the end of six, 6-0. Crosscutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Williamsport going to the bullpen for the first time today as righty Zach Tukas takes over for Gavin Perry. Spikes have been held to just one hit so far, a four-run sinks, but they'll try to kickstart things in the seventh. And no better gentleman to kickstart things up here than the guy who's going to take you the rest of the way, Steve Jones.
Your innings were a disaster.
I was left with nothing and gave less.
Zach Tukas is making his third appearance, but the one he made against the Spikes on Tuesday struck out the side in the only inning he pitched. Gavin Perry was outstanding. He's been putting up outstanding numbers anyway. He was even better today. Six innings, one hit, no runs, struck out six, walked two. It'll be Moore, Hipwell, and Benjamin for the Spikes here in the seventh inning. Moore is 0 for 1, struck out looking in the first, walked in the fourth, but was thrown out trying to steal. Moore has been terrific at first base today. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Perry just kept getting ahead of hitters. He kept working. Perry was rarely behind in the count where he had to make a pitch. Terrific performance. 1-0. That's down low, 2-0. Took us in his other appearance in a third of an inning, gave up four runs, and bounced back with that great outing against the Spikes the other night. That's a strike in her half, 96 with the fastball. Two balls and a strike. He's out of Mechanicsburg and Millersville University, 6'5", 180 pounds. He's 21 years of age. And that's fouled at the plate. It's 2-2. See if the Spikes can somehow find a way to chip away here in the seventh inning. Moore, Hipwell, Benjamin. 3-4 and 5. 2-2. Outside, full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes the count. One thing about late innings with Williamsport, and it's in the seventh inning now, they will play the no-doubles defense, and they'll start early. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Didn't need it there. So the last four Spikes he's faced, he has struck out. Here's Hipwell. 0 for 2. Struck out looking in the first and grounded out the second in the fourth. Well, here's Hipwell batting from the left side. Tukas was 2-0 and battled back to get the strikeout on 3-2. A pitch. High and away for a ball. 95 with that one, but that missed by a mile. 1-0 the count. To Riggy, the shortstop, maybe a couple steps toward the bag at second. The pitch. That's away for a ball. 2-0 the count. Radicek, the first baseman, a couple steps closer to the line at first. And Long has shifted over several steps, trying to cut off the gap toward right field. 2-0. Outside, 3-0. 6 strikeouts, 2 walks for Perry. Gave up the one hit to Benjamin. That's not an exclusive club. 3-0 coming up to Hipwell. That's bounced in there. Ball four. So the Spikes get a base runner. And for the Spikes today, that is only the fourth base runner they've had, and one of them was thrown out trying to steal. The other one was wiped out on a 4-6-3 double play. So to this point, Williamsport pitching has only faced two above the minimum. Here's Benjamin at the plate. He has the lone Spikes hit. Base hit to right in the fifth inning. He also grounded out the second in the second. Took his pitch the sixth inning the other night, and when he pitched the sixth inning, he did strike out Benjamin on Tuesday. All right, here's Sam. That hit he got was a league-leading 37th hit of the season. That open stance in the left-handed box, here it is. First pitch swinging, drives it high in the air, very deep to left center field, back to the wall, and it is gone! Samuel Benjamin with his sixth homer of the year, and the Spikes get on the board. 6-2 Williamsport, RBIs 24 and 25 as Benjamin leads the league in every offensive category. 6 home runs, 25 knocked in. And he has both the spikes hits today, and he's up to 427 for a batting average. That ball was pounded 386 feet. Six to two. Remember I said he struck out against him on Tuesday night? I think he learned something. And the pitch. Bounced that one into Bass. 1-0 the count. Tyson's 0 for 2. Grounded to short in the second. And struck out looking in the fifth. Benjamin with 6 home runs. 25 knocked in. 427 now the average. That's on the ground. Backhanded by Long. Gets to his feet. Throws to first in time. Outstanding play by J.M. Long at second base. Bass has speed, and Long did a terrific job. And here is Brock Wills. Flew out to left in the second. Lined out to Schallenberger and left in the fifth. So Moore, an outfielder by trades, playing first base today. Wills, an infielder by trades, playing left field today. And the pitch. Bounced that one. Oh, it got Albert again. Oh, my goodness. It is amazing. Every game we do. That one bounced right up and got him, I think, right around the neck area. It's unbelievable. And as everybody knows that is listening to this broadcast, the high, high regard I have for Albert Jones as an umpire, and I've had a chance now to talk to him a few times, and high regard as a person. One and oh is the count. He'll get new baseballs, by the way. Brockwell says something to him. This guy does a great job back there. So 1-0 to Wills. So Benjamin now, 6 home runs, 25 knocked in, hitting 427. Easily, I mean, to be honest with you, easily he's been the best player in the league in the opening month. I mean, not even close. I mean, you look at the catch he even made the other night in left field, for goodness sakes. Where he went to the wall, dove, and made that play. I think DeRiggie's really good, but he doesn't have the power Benjamin does. And Benjamin has 14 steals. He's second in the league in stolen bases. That's a strike to Wills. 2-1 the count. DeRiggie has 10 stolen bases. Actually has 9. He was off on the pitch on the other one, and turned out that ended up being a fielder's choice. And the pitch. Outside corner for strike 2-2, the count on Wills. A lot of very good players in the league, but Benjamin's been the best. I mean, when you're leading in power, average, second in stolen bases, outside 3-2, and you play the field the way he plays it, he's been the best player. I think DeRiggie's terrific. He just doesn't have the power that Benjamin has. And DeRiggie's a very good shortstop. Excellent running the bases. But the difference is the power. Outside ball 4. Wills is aboard. So let's see what A.J. Salgado can do. Last time the Spikes had a walk was Hipwell and Benjamin homered. It's 6-2 right now. There's 2 outs here in the top of the 7th inning. And they're going to come out and talk to him. So, the inning began on a benign note with Hayden Moore striking out on a 3-2 pitch. Then Hipwell walked on a 3-2 pitch. And then Benjamin hit the home run to left center field that went 386 feet. Bass then grounded out to second on a terrific play by Long. I mean, really a terrific play. And then Wills walked. So let's see what Salgado can do. Mound conference is over. Anthony's had his say. I think he's asking Albert where he got hit. It's amazing how one guy, it's like every time we do a game up here, Albert gets hit with a ball behind the plate. Here's Salgado. Had a double last night. He's 0 for 2 this afternoon. Struck out swinging in the third. Grounded to second in the fifth. Throw to first. Diving back in is Wills. Wills at Wilmington this year was 3 of 5 in stolen bases. Last summer had 2 stolen bases with Katuit. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes the count, but down 6-2, you're probably hesitant to run here. Tukas looks in. Salgado in the left-handed box, slight open stance. The 1-0. Low and inside, 2-0. 93 with that fastball. Clouding up just a bit here. It's an 88-degree afternoon now. Touched 89 earlier. We're going to have a parade here tonight in the city downtown and fireworks tonight. Meanwhile, the pitch down low, 3-0. Meanwhile, fourth fest in State College. The gates will open in just about an hour. 54 minutes away from the gates opening at Medler Field, Lovano Park. Time of the seventh inning, 6-2 Cutters. And the pitch. Outside and low, ball four. So, first and second, two outs. Carson Luna at the plate. Struck out swinging in the third and flew out to Brown in center in the sixth inning. In fact, it was first pitch swinging Carson Luna that flew out to center field. First and second with two outs. Two runs in on the homer by Benjamin. The pitch in tight, 1-0 the count. 97 with that fastball that time. Highest number I've seen in the league this season, that 97. I haven't done as many games as Joe has. 1-0. The pitch inside corner for a strike. That was the changeup that time. It's 1-1. Luna has to adjust the guard on his left ankle. That's all set, and Carson's ready. He's driven in 10. 1-1. In tight, 2-1. Back to the same pitch, the changeup that time. Two and one the count. Wind now blowing out, but it's less than 5 miles an hour. 2-1. And the throw to second, and he almost threw it away. Back standing for the Spikes, Brock Wills, and took us almost threw that away. See if the Spikes can get at least one more here. Put some game pressure on Williamsport. Ben Plumlee's been warming in the Spikes pen to take over in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1. In tight, 3-1 on Luna. Manny Jackson on deck. Lucas with that ball behind his back with a 3-1 count. First and second, two outs, two runs in on the homer by Benjamin. Top of the seventh, 6-2 Cutters. 3-1 outside, ball four. Ball got away, everybody would have moved up anyway. So the bases are now loaded for Manny Jackson. Jackson is 0-for-1. He flew out to center field in the third. He walked in the sixth. But Jackson has been on a roll at the plate of late. In his last three appearances, he's going to see a new pitcher too. In his last three games, he has been rolling. He went 1-for-2 last night. And then before that, he went 1-for-5. So that's 2-for-7 with three RBIs. And 5 for 11 with 6 RBIs. So Tukas will leave. He'll go two-thirds of an inning. He's given up one hit, but that was the home run, the two-run homer by Benjamin. He struck out one. He walked four. And they'll change up here. So to the bullpen they go. And coming in the game for Williamsport will be Daniel Barcina. Barcina pitched against the Spikes a couple of nights ago. Barcina was in Tuesday's game. He went two innings, gave up one hit, one run, struck out three, did not walk a batter. That was when Hipwell doubled. And then against the Dronin infield, Blake Wilson knocked him home with a base hit to right. So Daniel Barcina takes over. With the bases loaded and two outs. Williamsport scored one in the first. Corson, who's had a three-hit game, had a base hit. Schallenberger doubled. And then a ground out by Holbrook to bring him in. 1-0. Then to the fourth, Radicek hit a home run to left, made it 2-0. Then the four-run sixth inning, which is the difference in the game right now. Walk, a single, hit batsman, a two-run single, a fielder's choice, a two-run double. Big hits were by Long and Corson. Each drove in two runs. The Barcina numbers look like this. We mentioned what he did on Tuesday night. This will be his sixth appearance, 1-0 with a 7.36 ERA. 7 1/3, 8 hits, 6 runs, all earned. He has struck out 10, he has walked 3. He's given up one home run, he has not hit a batter. And opposing hitters, 267 against him. And he'll get Manny Jackson. In the 3-0 game, Jackson did not play in that game, thus did not hit against Barcina on Tuesday night. So Manny's 5 for his last 11 and has driven in 6 runs in that span. He's 0 for 1 today with a walk. Pitch by Barcina. Strike in the outer half. 91 to start him out. 0 and 1 the count. Bases loaded, 2 outs, 2 runs in on the Benjamin home run. And the pitch. Down low and inside with a fastball at 92, 1 and 1 the count. Jackson with the bases loaded, everybody right in front of him. Set by Barcina, the pitch. He went around. He did go around on a strike, too. It's 1-2. Just wasn't decisive about it, but if he had not swung, it still would have been called a strike. 1-2 the count. Barcina at the belt. In a big moment here. The pitch. That is hit high in the air. Deep to center field. Back they go. Warning track. He's got a chance, and Porter Brown reels it in right at the face of the wall. Just about the deepest part of the park, and the inning is over. Two runs on one hit, bases left loaded. And at the end, a 6.5. It's seventh inning stretch time in Lycoming County. 6-2 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend. Saturday, the Frederick Keys visit at 6:35, and the skies light up with fireworks after the game on Agriculture Appreciation Night. Sunday, be one of the first 500 fans to get a team poster giveaway presented by Bullington Bus Company with a team autograph session on a Sunday fun day featuring baseball bingo. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Ben Plumlee takes over for the Spikes. And Plumlee has been outstanding. Making his ninth appearance. 12 and a third. Four runs, three earned. Eight hits, 19 strikeouts, two walks, has not hit a batter. A 1-0 record with a 2.19 ERA. Last pitched on Sunday and got the win. Going two innings and giving up nothing except a walk. He struck out one. So Plumlee takes over here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fourth pitcher of the day for the Spikes. Dane Pengali started it. Then it was Charlie Hurley, then Douglas Bauer. McGuire Holbrook. Drove in five last night. He's driven in one today, but he's 0 for 3. He drove in one with a ground out in the first. He's also bounced to Moore at first and struck out swinging in the fifth. Plumlee delivers. That's pop foul over the screen to our left and out of play. It's 1-1. Ben, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's 20 years of age from the University of Illinois. He has been terrific for the Spikes. The pitch. That's popped up foul behind home plate. Jackson throws away the mask and hits the screen, and he takes it on the carom. Carom doesn't count. It's 1-2. Good curveball that time by Plumlee. One and two the count. It's strange at this point where the Spikes have played more games on the road at Trenton, Mahoney Valley, West Virginia, and Frederick, and had not played Williamsport here yet. Checked it, did not go 2-2. They appeal it, but he didn't go. It's interesting. It's always the first team the Spikes play on the road is Williamsport. This year, it's the last team they play on the road. 2-2 the count. And he popped that one up in the infield. Carson Luna, the shortstop, underneath it and puts it away. One gone. That'll bring to the plate Eric Radicek. Great play by Moore and Pengali to get him to end the first. Homer to left in the fourth. A solo shot. And grounded out to Muma at second in the sixth. That's on the left side. And the pitch. That's fouled or left. Over the roof and out of play on the third base side. OM won the count. Plumlee looks in. Straight away and relatively deep in the outfield for Eric. Down low. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. And that ball is fouled off his foot and ended up rolling out to Hayden Moore at first. It's a ball and two strikes. So, Albert Jones will clean off home plate, give Radicek just a chance. 1-2 the count. With one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 6-2, the Cutters lead it over the Spikes. Now back in the left-handed box, he's set to go. Luna, the shortstop, couple steps over to the bag at second. As Plumlee goes set, and the 1-2. That is to left field and right in the tracks, and waiting for it is Wills Tugan. Porter Brown to the plate. He's 0-2. Struck out swinging in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, but he walked, stole a base, and scored in the sixth. It's his seventh stolen base of the year. He's second to Carter DeRiggi on this team. DeRiggi has 9. But again, it goes back to the Benjamin point. Why is he the best all-around player? Not only the power, swing and a miss, 6 home runs, 25 knocked in. Not only the average, 427, but he also has 14 stolen bases. DeRiggi is an excellent base runner. He's got 5 more stolen bases than he does. He's only been thrown out twice. And the 0-1. That's rolled on the ground to the right side, picked up at the glove, Plumlee, and takes the glove and shovels the ball over to Moore at first base and ends the inning. 1-2-3 go the Cutters in the seventh. We go to the eighth inning. Spikes creeping back in at 6-2. Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. We go to the top half of the eighth inning, top of the order for the Spikes. Jake Mumma, followed by Hayden Moore and Robert Hipwell against Daniel Barcina. And let's see if the Spikes can make a further dent in this. They're down 6-0. The Benjamin home run made it 6-2. We always talk about best. Who's the best? And it's always like, to me, it's a group. But in this league right now, there's only one guy that's the best. That's Benjamin. He's hit 6 home runs, leads by a couple. He's driven in 25. He leads by several. He's hitting 427. He leads by a mile. But he also, that's the difference, he's stolen 14 bases. That's foul straight back by Mumma. Tulane had been thrown out twice. And look at the catch he made in the game on Tuesday night that saved the game. He's done it all. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. That's popped up foul third base side. Going over near the wall and into the area where they're going to put, actually it's the picnic area. affectionately referred to as the porch. That might be an inside joke, Joe. 0-2 on Jake. Slugging percentage, run scored, hits. He's got 38 of those now. And the 0-2. High and away, 1-2. And again, Tarigi's a terrific player, but he doesn't have the power Benjamin does. And believe it or not, he's got five fewer stolen bases. He's been thrown out one more time. And he's a terrific player. One, two. That is lined down the right field line and into the corner. Jake's going to get extra bases out of that one. Cut off in the corner. He's on his way to second. He'll have himself a double. Jake Mumma with the double for the Spikes. And Jake picks up his sixth double of the season. That puts him second in the league in that department. So the Spikes get jump-started here in the eighth inning. And here's Moore at the plate, who's 0-2. Struck out looking in the first, walk, but was thrown out stealing in the fourth, struck out swinging in the seventh. But I will say this for Hayden Moore. He has played a terrific first base in this game today. He's made three or four really nice plays. Looks like he's played there his entire life. The pitch. Checked it inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Right-handed action, and the cutter's pen is just starting now. Cutters are playing a no-doubles defense. They're deep in the outfield all the way around. 1-0 the count. And Mumma, they went for a pickoff, but it would have helped if Durigi, the shortstop, were near the bag. He got rid of it, and Durigi just made the catch. He was nowhere near the bag. Here's the set and the pitch. Checked it. Went to strike. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Brett Thomas, who has not pitched against the Spikes this year, is warming in the bullpen. 1-1 the count. Mumma with the lead off of second. The pitch. Outside, 2-1 the count. Spikes here in the latter innings have shown great patience at the plate. Two-one the count on Moore. Slight open stance, left-handed box. The pitch, outside. 3-1 the count. Great to have you with us on this 4th of July. The gates will be opening at Medler Field, Lobrano Park in 33 minutes. Fourth Fest is going to be spectacular tonight. 3-1. Ball four, walks Moore. First and second, nobody out. Here's Hipwell. Hipwell 0-2, struck out looking in the first. Grounded out to Long at second in the fourth. Walked and then walked home on the home run by Benjamin. Nobody out. And we talked about open stances. Robert does not have an open stance. He lines up right up with the line. Maybe he steps that toe back up front, maybe a couple inches. Checked it. I got Albert again. That's the third time today Albert's been hit. It's unbelievable. Ugh. My only question would be about Albert. Does this happen when we're not here? Yes, it does. Just want to make sure. I want to make sure it wasn't me.
I'm told this is the 18th consecutive game he has worked the plate here at Bowman that he has been struck by a pitch at some point.
Wow.
I wondered aloud, and you know, the thing with Albert is too, he will stay in behind the plate and keep his focus in on the pitch, and that's perhaps to his detriment when things like that occur.
1-1. Hit high in the air, but playable for Brown in center field. Drifts in a few steps. He's there. He puts it away. One gone. Fires it back into Durigi. Missed Durigi, actually. Ball ended up being backed up by Russo. Benjamin is 2-3. Grounded out to second in the second inning. Single to right in the fifth, and a two-run homer to left center that went 386 feet in the seventh. I'll be honest with you. If I'm in the first base dugout, I walk him. I don't care if it loads the bases. I don't care if it puts the tying run at the plate. I'd walk him.
He's had that kind of year.
Open stance. Swing and a miss. He went after that one. He was trying to hit that one to Montoursville. 0-1 the count. Trying to put it into the Mucinas backyard. Just down the street from the Mazzanis. 0-1 the count. Arcina checks second. And delivers. Foul straight back. Good cut at that one. He was on that 90-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 0-2.
Boy, the corkscrew action on Sam's ankles there has been major here, but that's how he generates that power.
Well, I give Barcina credit. He hasn't played around with him. He's gone right at him. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. That's foul, third base side. It'll clear the park and out of play, going toward Lycoming Creek, not quite to Route 15. The I-99 corridor.
Yes.
Just name it. Move on. Hey, stop with this corridor stuff. Just put it in. It's already there. 0-2 the count. In New York, it's I-99.
Oh, yeah.
0-2 on Benjamin. Check a second, and here it is. That is down the left field line, slicing, long run, Schallenberger at the line, and makes the catch in fair territory, two outs. Right at the line in fair territory. And Bass will be at the plate, and he'll see if he can somehow create something. You'd love to get at least one here.
Definitely. And the Spikes are threat. I mean, the base is loaded, two outs in the seventh. Manny Jackson just happened to hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark. And there's Sam Benjamin. You knew he was trying for it again, trying to get that seventh home run of the season.
Yeah.
Went opposite way last time, and that time it just...
I'll tell you, it's hard to hit home runs, though, when you're trying. Look at the home run contest. Right. That's on the ground, left side. Russo has it on a big hop. He's just going to tag out Mumon in the inning. Jake had no choice. He had to go. So, Barcina gets through it. No runs, one hit, and two left at the end of seven and a half. 6-2 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on my
lightning. This summer, you do you. Only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry. Because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend. Saturday, the Frederick Keys visit at 6:35, and the skies light up with fireworks after the game on Agriculture Appreciation Night. Sunday, be one of the first 500 fans to get a team poster giveaway presented by Bullington Bus Company with a team autograph session on a Sunday fun day featuring baseball bingo. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Agriculture Appreciation Night's always a great night at the ballpark. That's coming up on Saturday. Congressman J.T. Thompson will be there, among others.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. And, look, it's part of the heartbeat of what the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, what makes it tick, is the incredible, incredible agriculture in this state.
And not only that, it's not just the agriculture that keeps it going, but you're going to have a chance on Saturday to get really up close and personal with it and realize how much of an impact it has. There's going to be an ag immersion lab at the ballpark. And, of course, also, more on the fun side, miniature horses and baby goats will be joining us.
So we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. 6-2, the Cutters lead it. Trying to expand their lead. It's going to be Cole Russo, Dalton Robinson, J.M. Long, bottom third of the order against Drake Quinn. Plumlee was great again. One inning, face three, got rid of those guys and moved on. Like, thanks for being a part of the party. You're done. Drake Quinn. No record. 3.38 ERA, 9 strikeouts, 6 walks. He has saved 2 and a strike to Russo. 1-for-2, struck out swinging in the second, walked in the fourth, singled the center, and scored in the sixth. The sixth is the difference in the game. 4 runs, sixth. That's a strike. It's 0-1. Quinn making his 10th appearance, 8 innings, 6 runs, 3 of them earned, just 4 hits in the 8 innings. We mentioned the 9 strikeouts and 6 walks. He's hit 1. And the pitch. Outside, 1-2 the count. That was a purpose pitch. Against West Virginia on Sunday, he picked up his second save of the season, going an inning, giving up nothing, striking out 2. Did not walk a batter. Quinn out of South Carolina. Lives in High Point, North Carolina. That is grounded foul, third base side, 0-2. So Tubby Smith, I believe, played his collegiate basketball. Also coached there at High Point.
High Point.
Tubby's one of the great gentlemen I've dealt with.
Absolutely. I believe, 6 teams to the NCAA tournament, yeah. Most ever?
Yep. Including a national championship.
Yep.
I'll tell you the Tubby story one more time. Because I've dealt with him many times. But this is actually a Dick Girardi story. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Strikeout brought to you by good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health, fit for play, offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountnittany.org, fit for play. All right, Dalton Robinson is 1-for-2, struck out swinging in the second, singled in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the sixth, but he was also thrown out the plate, swing and a miss. So Dick's down there. Tubby, let's face it. We know about the history of Kentucky basketball. Adolph Rupp. We know about the history.
Yes.
So here is Tubby Smith, not only coaching them, but winning the national championship. What, 1997, I think. 97, 98.
98.
98, right? 97, 98 season. 1-1 the count of Robinson. So Dick goes down because it is a significant cultural and athletic story.
Yeah.
And the 1-1. And it hit him. Second time today he's been hit. I'll tell you right now. So he's close to the plate. And he took that hip and he put it right over the plate.
Yep.
I mean, that, you know that video review, but, boy, I'd like to see it because he got turned right, like, well, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I got a feeling that pitch was right on the edge of the plate.
Yeah.
But doesn't matter. He's on. So Dick's waiting for him in the outer office.
Mm-hmm.
Tubby comes out. And there's 2 guys, and the way they're speaking, you can tell they're donors. I mean, mega donors,
yeah.
Like the people you hang with. Right? And they come out, and the one guy says, now, look, Tubby, I know you won the national championship, but you lost 2 games at Rupp this season, and that is unacceptable.
That's like... John Feinstein related a story Jim Valvano used to tell about when he first took over at NC State. And so he goes to the barber and says, man, I'm sure glad Norm Sloan's out here. And he's like, wait a minute. Didn't Norm Sloan have an undefeated season in 74, win the national title? And the guy says, yeah, but just think of what Dean Smith could have done with that team.
J.M. Long at the plate, count 2-1 on him. 2-run single back in the sixth inning, a critical hit in this game. He is 1-for-3. He's also struck out and grounded to second. Middle infield double play depth with 1 out. Robinson on first. And the pitch. That's lifted foul, slicing down the left field line and out of play into the picnic area, which appears to be barren. 2-2 the count. There's not a scramble to get the ball over there. There's nobody over there to scramble. Two kids are going over saying, sure. Don't get lost. Here's the 2-2. Ball, throw to second, and he is safe at second. He stole the bag. And he definitely stole it. He got there.
Yep.
So Robinson steals the bag. That is his fifth stolen base of the year. He's 5-for-5 now. And we talked about his pitching numbers earlier, which are actually pretty decent. He's pitched in 7 games. He's got 13 strikeouts, 5 walks, only hitting .211 against him, and Long strikes out. Big strikeout there for Quinn. That's out number 2. Parents trust Mountain Eddie Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountainitney.org/pediatrics. Second strikeout for Drake Quinn. And that'll bring Carter DeRiggi to the plate, who's had a 1-for-4 day. Clouding up just a bit. Yeah, breaking ball, a strike. Nice pitch by Quinn. Snapped off that curveball that time. It's 0-1. Grounded back to Moore with Pengali covering in the first. Single to right in the third. Flew to left in the fifth. Fielder's choice and scored in the sixth. Bats from the left side. Up high for a ball. DeRiggi with 3 hits in the series. He is 3-for-12. So for the most part, they've done a good job on him. 1-1. Foul straight back. It's 1-2. Not like that cloud that first season I was here, Joe. I mean, I'm talking like you could dark, wind. You could tell to here it comes.
Yep.
Right? And they knew when they go running out, they put the first tarp down. There was a double tarp system back then. Now they just have one tarp. As they're bringing out the other one was picked up by the wind and thrown over the wall. Oh, that was close. It missed. Good call. 2-2 the count. Threw it over the wall. And our buddy Kenny, I said, Kenny, game's over, right? And it's pouring. I mean, it's absolutely pouring.
Yeah.
Right? I said, we're done, right? He goes, nope, league rules stay 45 minutes before you can call the game. I said, Kenny, your tarp's in loyal sock. We're done. That's foul, third base side, and clears the roof and out of play. And the wind's kicked up a bit. It's blowing to right field now. And you can see the bunting on the third base side blowing in the wind. Patriotic bunting, I might add.
Oh, yes.
I think some of that used to be at our park. What? Call strike 3. Got him. Great pitch by Quinn to end the inning. That's 3 strikeouts for him in the inning. Have you had a great Mountain Eddie Health experience? Take a moment to review us on Google and help spread the word about that great care in our community. Spikes have one more shot with Bass, Wills, and Salgado trying to set the tone. We go to the top of the ninth. It is 6-2 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend. Saturday, the Frederick Keys visit at 6:35, and the skies light up with fireworks after the game on Agriculture Appreciation Night. Sunday, be one of the first 500 fans to get a team poster giveaway presented by Fullington Bus Company with a team autograph session on a Sunday fun day featuring baseball bingo. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Well, there is a nasty cell just to the west of here. And I mean, it's a nasty cell just to the west of here. And we're in the ninth inning. We're going to get the ninth inning in. Let's see how this plays out. It just cleared Renovo. And it's on its way here. All right. So Brett Thomas will take over as he will step in for Daniel Parcina. Parcina did a good job, an inning and a third, a hit, walked one. Everything else, zeros. Brett Thomas is making his fourth appearance, no record, ERA of 6. He has a save, 3 innings, 1 hit, 2 runs, both earned. Because of, he's hit 1, struck out 2, walked 2. And here is Brock Wills, the left fielder. Brock, 0 for 2, flew out the left, line to left, and walked in the 7th, but was stranded at 3rd. On the ground, slow rolling, left side, tough play. He's going to beat it out there. Will not be a throw as it tantalizing and rolls just past the bag on the fair side. So here's A.J. Salgado. 0 for 2, struck out swinging in the 4th and grounded to 2nd in the 5th, walked in the 7th. So set by Thomas. And the pitch. And he bounced that one in there. It's 1-0. Brett Thomas, first time he's faced the spikes this year. 6'5", 248-pound right-hander, 23 years of age out of Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Born on September 11th, but September 11th, 2000. So he was exactly 1 when the tragedy happened. Line drive, right center field, base hit over the leaping Long. Pulling in the 2nd and staying there as they play station-to-station baseball is Brock Wills. So the spikes, 1st and 2nd. They had the first 2 runners on in the 8th inning, could not convert. Let's see what they do here. Here's Carson Luna, who's 0 for 2. Struck out swinging in the 3rd. Flew to center to Porter Brown in the 6th and walked in the 7th. Back-to-back hits for the spikes to open up the 9th inning. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. Good location that time in the pitch by Thomas. Oh, and one the count. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. That one tailed away that time. It's 0-2 on Luna. Boomer was trying to get the crowd all riled up, but he's being escorted out by security. What? Not accurate? 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, chased one. He handed that one to him on a silver platter. First strikeout for Thomas, and here is Manny Jackson. Manny Jackson came within about 5 feet of tying this game up. He hit it to not quite the deepest part of the park, but he hit it 403 feet. It's 411 in center. And Brown reeled it in on the track. Swing and a miss. And that's what Joe made a great point. You put him in a major league organization, you put him in the weight program for 2 years, that ball's gone by 20 feet. And he'll get there. Good-looking player. 0-1 to Manny. And the pitch. Slow roller right side foul. He is 5 for his last 12 at the plate with 6 RBIs. Manny being Manny. In the hole here, 0-2. First and second with one out. Jackson waits. And the pitch by Thomas. Swing, and he got a piece of it. Stayed alive at 0-2 on that 88-mile-per-hour cutter. Still 0-2 on Manny Jackson. Manny waits in that crouch at the plate. Feet are even at the plate. He's not a guy that opens up. 0-2. On the ground. Picked up one by Long. Durrigi to first. Double play. Ball game over. Cutters win it. The final 6-2. Post game in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this weekend. Saturday, the Frederick Keys visit at 6:35, and the skies light up with fireworks after the game on Agriculture Appreciation Night. Sunday, be one of the first 500 fans to get a team poster giveaway presented by Bullington Bus Company with a team autograph session on a Sunday fun day featuring baseball bingo. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The Cutters are now 9-3 here at the Bowman Field as they win it over the Spikes 6-2 in this one. Line score, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Cutters left 7. The Spikes had 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors. They left 7. The Cutters, by the way, have not committed an error in this series. And they have been leading the league in fielding all season long. You're a pitcher. Your defense works for you here with them. Speaking of pitching, it all worked for Gavin Perry again today. He gets the win. He's 2-0 after going 6 innings, 1 hit, no run, struck out 6, walked 2. The one hit, by the way, was by Benjamin in this one. And Dane Pingali, it's always cruel to give a loss when a guy pitches that well, but Dane did. He pitched really well in this one, but he takes the loss because when he left, it was 2-0. Oh, darn, he gave up 2 runs. But he's 1-2 on the year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes before 2,276 on this 4th of July afternoon. So Joe and I are back here tomorrow night. 6:20 will get going. 6:35 will be the first pitch in the final game of this 4-game set with an opportunity for the Spikes to split the series and then get back home for Agriculture Appreciation Night on Saturday with fireworks after the game with Frederick at 6:35 and then baseball bingo on Sunday at 6:35 as well. So Saturday, Sunday, and any one of those games in the 7-game homestand coming up. They'll run through Saturday the 13th, 814-272-1711. The only place you should go to online, don't make the mistake of not going to StateCollegeSpikes.com. Go there. That way you're assured of your seat. You're assured of your ticket, entry, everything, because it's the right place to go. StateCollegeSpikes.com. You can also go to the box office. Great group there. And obviously, you can walk up. The gates are opening at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, in 3 minutes for Fourth Fest. One of the best fireworks shows, not just in the area, not just in the state, but in the country. And that is going on tonight, and it will be spectacular. Our thanks to the great Fourth Fest staff and also to the great volunteers to help make it all happen. And the prime viewing location is Medler Field at Lebrano Park. You want the best view of it? Go there. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Have a safe and happy 4th of July. We'll talk to you tomorrow night here in Lycoming County on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.